with this KLEM Sports Update for this Saturday, April 1st. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg, and no fooling around here, the Iowa Hawkeye women's basketball team is going on to the national championship after they defeated South Carolina last night 77-73. Caitlin Clark scored a semifinal round record 41 points as the Hawkeyes stunned the top-ranked and defending national champion Gamecocks 77-73, spoiling South Carolina's perfect season.
I think she's the most phenomenal basketball player in America. I just don't think there's anybody like her. In so many regards, not only scoring, but passing the ball, handling the ball. I mean, she had the ball in her hand almost all the time tonight against some pretty good defensive players. She said, you know, when we were recruiting her, I want to get to a Final Four, and, you know, it takes one person to believe it.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. The Hawkeyes pulled the upset despite giving up 26 offensive rebounds.
I'm so proud of my women because I think they're the only people that really believed. I don't think anybody else, except for unless you were in black and gold, believed that we were going to win that game. So the women in that circle, they believed. And we prepared all week as if we were going to win this game.
And the Hawkeyes are going to play LSU on Sunday afternoon for the title in looking for their first ever national championship. Clark says the Hawkeyes need to quickly turn their attention to the Tigers.
We have to be able to enjoy this for a moment, but also, you know, reset our minds. We didn't come this far just to play in the national championship game. You know, we're here to win it. We're here to hoist the trophy. We're here to cut down another championship net. So, we need to take care of our bodies. We need to take care of our minds. But, you know, I think we have one of the best coaching staffs that is going to have us really, really prepared for that game.
LSU beat the top-seeded Hokies of Virginia Tech in the other semifinal.
LSU is a very, very talented team, but I think we're going to have a lot of different things that we can throw at them. We're going to change things up, and, you know, it's just we just have to have the belief that we can win. We don't have to change anything that we've done. Is dial in on player personnel and, you know, be who we are and be who we've been all year long.
Tip-off will be Sunday afternoon at 2:30 between the Hawkeyes and the Tigers. Let's get you caught up on some preseason rankings that came out from Iowa boys tennis and the Iowa girls high school athletic union and girls soccer. We'll get you caught up on some of those. Starting with boys tennis in the class 1A team rankings to start the year, the Pella Dutch will be the number one team in the state to open the year. Cedar Rapids Xavier is number two. Decorah is ranked three. Dubuque Waller fourth, and Spencer is ranked number five. No shocker there. Tigers have had a pretty good program. Denison Schleswig is ranked number seven. We go down to the teams receiving votes, and the second team in the receiving votes category is your Lamar's Bulldogs, so if the rankings went past 10, they would be ranked number 12 to start the year. Spirit Lake Okoboji also in the receiving votes category, as well as Storm Lake. In Class 2A, Iowa City West is the number one team in boys tennis. Waukee Northwest 2, West Des Moines Valley ranked number 3, Pleasant Valley 4, and Linmar is ranked number 5, and no other schools of note around the area, except for Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln. They're receiving votes in the poll. Again, those rankings coming from Iowa High School boys tennis that came out earlier last week. And now for the first girls rankings of the season, girls soccer rankings, and the top of Class 1A sees Des Moines Christian, the defending state champs, start things off. Davenport Assumption is number 2, Dyke New Hartford ranked 3, Nevada 4, Gilbert is ranked number 5, the Bishop Healing Crusaders come in at number 7. Going to Class 2A, and that's where Dallas Center Grimes is the number one team in the state. They are also the defending champs. North Scott 2, North Polk 3, Norwalk ranked number 4, and Waverly Shell Rock is ranked number 5. The Spencer Tigers open the year ranked number 6 in Class 2A. And going to Class 3A, Ankeny Centennial is number 1, Ankeny 2, Waukee Northwest 3, West Des Moines Valley 4, Linmar 5, and Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln and Sioux City Eastern in the rankings at number 7 and number 13, respectively. Again, those rankings coming to us from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union in girls soccer. For more sports news, be sure to check out KLEM1410.com. Make sure you follow us on Twitter as well. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Saturday, April 1st, sports update. I'm sports director Daniel Versteeg.